Hi everyone, I'm Carrie from United We Game, and this is your News Bite for October 24th, 2013. Microsoft has confirmed that its Games for Windows Live service will cease operations on July 1st, 2014. Games for Windows Live was a service that allowed Windows PC users to connect to Microsoft's Xbox Live. It was first rolled out in 2007, and the Marketplace feature was shut down this August. Players can continue to use the system to connect with Xbox Live until next summer. What has everybody talking most recently about this concerns the Batman games, Arkham Asylum and Arkham City, because apparently the update that will erase Games for Windows will also delete any of those games' saves, meaning that players will have to start the game anew and purchase or repurchase their PC copies from Steam. The Batman games are just another in a line of games, such as Bioshock 2 and Dark Souls, that have been and will be affected by Games for Windows' demise. So let's discuss. Though I'm not a Games for Windows Live user, I've read enough about the terrible service to know that if I was a PC gamer, I'd probably stay really far away from it. A while ago, when we were looking into getting a PC rig, a gaming rig for the house, we kind of, you know, looked at Games for Windows as an option and decided that no, it was definitely not something that we wanted to deal with. But what struck a chord with me, you know, with this story was the issue of lost saves. About a year ago, our old PlayStation 3 bit the dust in a really bad way, and with it went, oh Lord, so much save data, among which was Arkham City, which I had beaten. But I was keen on going back at some point to pick up, you know, the many side quests that had fallen aside while I was playing through the main story. Now, once the data was gone, I was heartbroken, but I was determined to go back through again and beat the game. But that was several months ago. Since then, I've had neither the time nor the motivation to get back on that Batman horse again. And it's not that I don't want to spend time with Batman and Catwoman and all the fun characters of Arkham City, but I sometimes get a, you know, been there, done that mentality stuck in my head when I think about playing old games again. Now, going back to Games for Windows, you know, here at least there's a pretty good span, you know, for people to prepare with losing all that data. As I mentioned before, based on what I know about Games for Windows, it really is a case of good riddance to bad rubbish. Initially, there was a fee to use the service, which, you know, people complained about. It eventually became free. Players cited numerous connection problems over the years, and it seems, you know, like it's been nothing but a general hassle of a program since the day it was released. But what do you think? The notion of connecting PC players to Xbox Live is kind of a cool idea, but it was apparently done very poorly in practice. Have you used the service? And if so, is there anything good to say about it? Or maybe you have or simply want to scream goodbye to it. Let us know in the comments. This has been your News Bite from United We Game. Be sure to check us out online at WeGameUnited.com, give us a like on Facebook at facebook.com/WeGameUnited, and follow us on Twitter at UnitedWeGame. We'd rather be gaming, so we are!